Hello, good morning. Welcome to the English program with me, Steve. It is Monday morning, of course, the 31st of January 2011, February tomorrow. Can't believe the whole of January has gone into the distance. It's seems very strange here because we broadcast every day. So sort of every day, you know, the way when you sort of work normally and maybe you are not conscious of the date or whatever, it sort of sneaks up on you, but I'm here every single day, and yet I've been sort of watching it go from, you know, the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and I'm still sort of shocked that it's gone, that the whole month has gone. But there we go. Anyway, it was a good month. We had some interesting broadcasts, and we've started this month is quite... I'm very proud this month of the fact we've started to use material from Voice of America, which is sort of publishes the text of its news into the public domain, which means as long as we sort of give them full credit for the journalism, we are able to share their news with you. And that's a development that sort of we did for the first time this month, and I'm very proud to be using the news from Voice of America. And they have lots of interesting news. They're always there every time there's breaking news, for instance. And in fact, we are going to have a look now. We're broadcasting live, by the way, from Castilla-La Mancha, and this some of these broadcasts go out straight, and we sort of record them onto YouTube, so you can get them on YouTube. YouTube, Pilar, yes. So Pilar is in charge of all the techno things. I simply sit here. Hello, is this microphone on? Hello, anyone hear me? I'm going to talk anyway, whether you're there or not. And sometimes the mic's on, sometimes it's not. But I sort of sit back and allow my producer, which is your job, but let's be fair, Pilar, your job is to sort of produce me. My job is to talk. She does all the things. So it's not YouTube, but what is it? You stream. I get so confused, you know. All these things with you and I. iPlayer, iTunes, YouTube, you stream, live stream. I get so confused. Thank goodness I have a producer to sort me out. So we are broadcasting this particular broadcast straight on to Ustream, where we save it, and you can check it out there. As well as, we will then sort of turn it into a podcast for Audioboo, for our podcast on iTunes, which is historyofbritain.mevio, mevio.com. And so we have news here from the Voice of America. This is very serious. This is governments are sending planes to evacuate citizens from Egypt. And I do hope... those of you who are listening do not have anybody over there. I mean, there are people, you know, who have holidays booked. People were considering going on holiday to Egypt, sort of this week or next week. I mean, things have completely sort of deteriorated so quickly. So anyway, this news here, several governments say they are making arrangements to evacuate foreign citizens from Egypt as anti-government protests raged in that nation for a sixth day. Washington urged US citizens on Sunday to leave Egypt voluntarily and said it would provide flights out of the country on Monday, so starting on Monday. US embassy officials in Cairo said it's unclear how many Americans want to leave. The US State Department also authorized the voluntary departure of family members of US diplomats and non-emergency embassy personnel. So this is really serious. Nationals from Britain, France and China have all been urged to avoid non-essential travel to Egypt. The government did not announce plans for evacuations. Pakistan, I mean, you can keep up to date with all of the latest from the British Foreign Office, the Foreign and Commonwealth Office. William Hague has put out a lot of information on this issue. We're going to... this is the English programme...